This is episode number 2632 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
The complaints to the Federal Communications Commission over John Cena's near-naked bid during the Oscars are getting their close-up.
The complaints of the FCC over us. We're fully clothed, by the way. It doesn't matter. It's on radio. We could be sitting here in our birthday suits.
But we're not. John spiced up the ceremony by appearing nearly nude on stage to present the award for best costume design. And he pretended to be reluctant to follow through with a joke about streakers and instead showed up with, ostensibly, just a winner's envelope covering his privates.
I mean, I don't think they needed that.
Bits and pieces.
But I thought it was funny. But I saw a lot of people online go, oh, that's just a bodysuit. No.
No, that wasn't a bodysuit.
John Cena is never going to wear a bodysuit.
No.
I thought he actually looked really good.
Well, of course he did. He's John Cena. He's ripped.
Well, and they had, you couldn't see it, but they had kind of a redesigned jockstrap on him, so his bits were covered.
Yeah.
And his crack. The crack in the bits. Standards and practices, man.
The important things were covered.
Yeah.
So if the envelope dropped by chance,
or a gust
of wind blew it out of his hand, then
we'd see his little flesh
sensibilities covered, would not have been shocked.
I think they would have been shocked no matter what. Anyway.
There would have been like, and then be like, oh, you know, like that.
Oh yeah, women gasping everywhere and going like, oh man, that sucks.
I can see why the bit was done.
Well, yeah, they were celebrating the 50th anniversary of the streaker that came on the Oscars.
I think it could have moved a little faster, and if it had moved a little faster, I think it would have been funnier.
Well, if it moved a little faster, he might have dropped that envelope that was Velcro to his front parts.
Well, then he could have done like a hip thing and made it spin. Anyway. All right. Not everyone was into it, as the FCC learned.
Oh, yeah.
There is no reason why a grown man will come to national television like a streaker and molest and abuse.
Oh, my God.
All the children who will hear and see this on TV and the various media the following day.
That's strong words, molest. Yeah. It wasn't a molestation.
No.
And he was covered.
One viewer from Newark, New Jersey had wrote that to the broadcast regulator.
Okay, all right.
You know what? You didn't see any more there than you would on a beach in swimsuit.
Well, that's true.
Wearing a Speedo.
Had he been wearing a Speedo, I wouldn't want to see that. Nope. Not even on John Cena. Nope.
Speedos are...
They used to have a place and a time, but I don't think they would have anymore. No. No more Speedos.
The only place for a Speedo is for divers or swimmers. There is need for Cena and the Oscar organizers to be canceled for promoting gratuitous and inappropriate nudity in such horrific levels that they deserve boycott in the first order.
I also think this is a sexist thing, because had it been... a lady, and she would have had pasties on, they would have loved it.
I don't know. What more can I say other than an undressed man coming out on stage with only a piece of paper covering his private parts, wrote a person from Bluefield, West Virginia. Do your job. Get this filth off our TVs.
Oh, my God. I think nobody's being sued. And I don't think that the FCC is finding anybody, but I think it's interesting they were able to share some of these people's complaints. But you know, I would love to know what people complain about our show. Well, maybe I wouldn't.
The drama ensues.
The drama.
Yes.
Yeah.
Poor P. Diddy.
Oh, please.
Oh, weep, but not. Prince Harry actually came up in a lawsuit against Sean.
Wow.
Diddy Combs.
Wow.
But only as a famous person that Diddy had access to.
Oh, okay.
Now, Cuba Gooding Jr., however, is accused of sexually assaulting a man on Diddy's yacht.
Sexually assaulting a man?
Uh-huh.
Didn't he sexually harass a woman a few years ago?
Well, there's that.
Okay, all right.
Evidently, he tried to grope and stuff like that. A guy on a yacht.
I don't think Prince Harry was a mule for P. Diddy. No. I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so.
If they're doing a list of famous people that Diddy had access to, that would be a very long list.
It's a long list.
Yeah.
And they're looking at everybody. Why have they not picked him up?
Well, he was cooperating with them. He was at the airport around Miami.
Yeah, yeah.
But oddly enough, the mule was arrested at the airport.
See, this is the thing. He lived in these houses.
At the same time.
I mean, who's not picking him up? I don't want to say he's guilty, but I don't think he's innocent.
Well, because they can't pick him up because there's no charges yet. He's being investigated.
And has he left the country? That's the other question I have.
No, he's still in the country.
Yeah.
He was at the airport. His mule was at the airport.
They were being ambushed. Ambushed.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
So supposedly Cuba Gooding had groped a guy, and the guy filed a suit against Diddy because Diddy should have protected him. Because it was his yacht. One's a little frivolous to me, but anyway.
Well, that part's frivolous. I don't know about... Something is up.
Diddy sold all his shares in Revolt TV and has nothing more to do with it.
Okay.
Not that we care.
All right.
Anyway, let's move on from Diddy.
Let's move on. There will be
more to talk about.
Tomorrow. Sure.
Producer Jerry Bruckheimer says, a Pirates of the Caribbean reboot is in the works.
I'm hoping it isn't as disappointing as the Indiana Jones reboot that was in the works a few years ago. It was okay.
That wasn't a reboot. That was a sequel.
All right, fine.
Okay, that was a sequel.
All right, fine.
So he didn't give any other details except that it'll
be... Of course not.
And I happen to have liked the Indiana Jones movie.
Well,
it was a good closure.
It's okay.
It'll be easier to put together because they won't have to wait for certain actors, quote unquote. He didn't say who those actors were, but Johnny Depp is likely in that group since Disney said he was no longer being attached to the franchise during his defamation case.
And earlier this month, Keira Knightley was questioned about it on the red carpet for her new Hulu show, Boston Strangler, and she said, nope. Nope and nope. And of course, Orlando Bloom didn't give his shot either, but I'm pretty sure he's not going.
Probably not. He hasn't had a lot of work recently, but he doesn't really need to. He can be a stay-home daddy.
Well, yeah.
Surf naked.
Yeah, that whole thing seems weird to me too, but anyway. Whatever.
Hey, Star Wars brand Blue Milk is hitting stores on April 17th as part of Lucasfilm's celebration of Star Wars Day on May the 4th.
May the 4th be with you. And that's a big day for us here on the radio show. I think we'll get some Blue Milk for that.
Oh, we should.
We should get some Blue Milk, and hopefully by then Krispy Kremes will come out with a Star Wars donut. I hope. You hear us?
Hint, hint.
Krispy Kreme.
And as we know, Luke drank Blue Milk in the original Star Wars.
There you go.
In 77.
I read something yesterday, I don't know if it's right or not. Apparently, Halle Berry was misdiagnosed with perimenopause versus what she really had.
It was the other way around. No. Oh my gosh! You need to apologize to Halle.
What did I say?
Doctors tried to diagnose Halle Berry with the largest raging case of herpes that they've ever seen before.
Oh, that's what it was.
And it turns out to be perimenopause. Poor Halle.
Sorry, Halle.
Yeah, really.
Sorry I botched that.
Get your facts straight, man.
Poor Halle.
But you're about to tell people that she had herpes.
She did not have herpes. Anyway, I can't go on. I can't go on. What do we do here? Oh, yeah, more Who Cares tomorrow. Have a good day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.